Ivana leapt from the precipice, veiny bat-like wings snapping open and catching the wind. Air roaring by her ears, she glided down from the last remaining peak amongst the ruins. The castle was sundered in two, the crack traceable, starting from the courtyard and running up the main walkway to the overlook. The large viewing mirrors that once adorned the landing lay strewn about like great puzzles of broken glass. Piles of rubble pockmarked the courtyard below, and the buzzards had begun to circle. The fortress was in chaos. Fires raged and people ran about in a blind panic. Some yelled or cried. Others fell into a deep state of despair, their faces reflecting terror upon seeing the destruction. Plumes of smoke melded with the gathering storm, and the shared tension thickened the air. It had been barely 6 months since the Civil War, and Duska was once again assaulted by something otherworldly. A monster of legends, the Hish, rose from the ground with the help of the traitor Daemond, and summoned an army of dark, faceless soldiers. Then it pulled on great chains buried beneath the city, attempting to awaken a god, imprisoned before the advent of time. Things were different now. Not better, just different. And if it wasn't for Ivana, the old god would have escaped its prison and destroyed reality itself, aiming to recreate everything in its image. It was a violent battle, resulting in the death of Princess Begin Austra and many others who truly cared about the kingdom. It was a battle hard won, and with costs not visible to the eye, costs that Ivana was all too familiar with. The spell to imprison the old god had a cost that was more than blood and body. It had cost her very soul, and now she resembled something she despised, something others feared. She was forever marked by massive wings, rippling red fur, and black pinpoint eyes, and she was more demon than human. Inside she felt it too. Pamazu and the ancient deity Mephuzela Stelion now inhabited her body, and there was no room for her to feel anything. She was empty, yet a vessel for two prime evils at the same time. They were the firsts, and she had no way to rid herself of them. Ivana landed hard on the dirt, her boots having been shredded by large, flat-scaled feet with razor claws and three individual toes. The talons clicked on the flat stone. "How curious," she thought. "Are you there, Mephuzela?"
"Call me Meph. Of course I am. I am eternal."
Ivana lifted her gemmed arm. In the middle ruby, the largest and brightest, a small monkey with red fur matching her own sat neatly amongst a cloud of dust. It stared blankly at her. "But what of Pamazu?" she asked the monkey with her thoughts.
"He is here too. Quiet, subdued, but here. Consider yourself lucky. Your body should be mine, and this world conquered by now,"
the monkey said, its mouth slightly open, voice traveling directly into her mind.